Good morning, men. Welcome back to the show. This is the Call 'Em In podcast, and as always, I am your host, Todd Archer. Well, good morning, men. I know it's been a minute since the last one. I didn't get it out when I was supposed to. I apologize. Been working on trying to figure out how to use how to add an intro video and get it more back to like it used to be. But I think I got it figured out. We'll see. I apologize for the last episode that was kind of broken up and choppy. So if you listen to it, I appreciate it. If you fumbled your way through it as I did, I thank you. As we get started today, I just wanted to start by starting with a prayer. And so let's get started. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to spread your word throughout the world as you have called us to do. Father, we're just so humbled and gracious that you have provided this platform for us to speak about you and who you are in our lives. And we just ask that you would carry this word as far as you want it to go, Lord. And we are thankful for the day you have given us and the opportunity we get to go out and glorify your name in all that we do, Father. It is in Jesus' mighty and holy name we thank you for. We ask and we pray all these things. Amen. All right, man. So the last episode, we were talking about the beginning, that we have to go back to the beginning to understand what's going on now. And like I said, that episode was kind of choppy and torn up. I apologize. But in the beginning, we understand that we are a creation. Just a quick recap. We are a creation. And the creator's design does not change because the created thinks it's something different than what it was. That was my point. That we have to understand that we are God's creation. We have to understand that his will come to fruition in our lives, whether we are part of it and choose to see what he sees in the glory of how we affect other people's lives. His will is going to come to fruition. It always has and always will. And that's the simple part of it. But our responsibility as the created is to be in relationship. That's what he wants more than anything else, is to have a relationship with him. And when we read God's word and understand his truths of who we are, what we were intended to be, then we have a better picture of what we can be. And through my reading and understanding of the scriptures, God's word, is that that is the key, that we have to understand that we were created to have a relationship with him. Now, we understand in the beginning, too, with Adam and Eve, that they chose themselves, Eve specifically, chose herself to be her own God. And that's the battle we face today, is do we want to be our own God, or we want to let God direct our lives as he has planned? And where we get away from following God or trusting God is that we think that we know better. Pretty simple statement. I think that's the message that's been preached for a long time, and we understand that, and that's fact, and I get it. But when we read to understand God's word, we, I think, in especially America, the West, we put more of man's influence into what we're reading than what God's word says. I think about how the gospel started and how it spread so fast. It wasn't through anyone's opinion of God's word. It was the truth of God's word. The disciples, the apostles, you know, they went out and told what they had seen, wrote down what they had seen for us to understand that there is no, as they created, there is no addition that we can add to God's word that makes it any better. God's word is God's word. And as we read God's word, I believe it is important for us to understand that fact, that there are some places in there where, yes, there are some figurative language. There is some hyperbole or metaphors or whatever we have in today's language that would add to, I guess you, or we take for granted, or we ad lib on what that really means, or how we preach or present the gospel message to others. We understand that, and we've seen throughout history as men, we can corrupt God's word, which if we're looking at the spiritual warfare side of it, I think is a great plan of the devil. Like I said, Satan's plan would be to corrupt God's word, to change it, to make it more look like man, to fit man's ideals of what God or who God is instead of who he really is. Our ideas that we make him fit more of who we want him to be instead of who he is. He is the Lord God. He is the creator of all things. His wisdom is infinite. And as I read God's word, I understand that I have to read it from a standpoint of this is the truth. There is no, there's nothing I could add to it to make it any better. The only reason that it, when I read it and I see things and I think things, I believe is the Holy Spirit. And I go to scripture and I ask other men that are in Bible studies or whatnot to make sure that I am staying to what God's word says. As I've said many times before on this show, that we do not get to interpret God's word. It is written the way it is written for a reason. It is very specific. It is very poignant. It is very matter of fact. And that's the way it is. I was accused of preaching hellfire and brimstone, condemning people the other day in a discussion. And it's not that, that's not what I'm saying. That's not me. And by no means was I saying, I'm just stating the fact that that's what Jesus says. I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Period. You're either all in on Jesus or you're not. And if you're not, then we need to, as humans, as the created, we need to understand that there's only two sides, God or hell. And I know that sounds tough, and I know that our God is a loving God and a forgiving God and a merciful God, and he gives us all the opportunity in the world to come to him and be part of his kingdom. That is the promise of Jesus, you know, and it gets to a point to where we think that we can manipulate the words, and we have manipulated the words to work to our advantage. You take bits of scripture when we're discussing God's word with other people. We take those bits of scripture out. We take, you know, to use to our benefit, right? Then scripture can be used in those situations to identify and to clarify and to provide direction in what we're speaking of. But there's some things that we have to read it as it is, right? You know, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of, especially now, we're coming into where we're getting back to reading the scripture as the scripture is written. And that's what it's meant for, as it is written. We understand with the parables and certain things, they're using metaphors and different things to describe certain situations. And we understand that, I believe, through God's will and through his infinite wisdom, he has written it in a way that simple people like me, uneducated people like me, can sit down, read his word, know what it, and he will, through the Spirit, will provide the meaning of that word and how it's intended to be used. But for us not to use it in a weaponized manner against other people, we have to take his word and we have to understand it and apply it to our lives in a manner that represents Jesus, right? I would never claim to know more than what I know. All I can do on this podcast is share my experience with you and how it has applied to my life, the mistakes that I've made in using God's word. But, and that's what I want to do is share with you my experiences to maybe you're in a position that this helps you a little bit, right? That this, by me having this podcast and putting out things that have happened to me in my life and where I've made mistakes, will help you moving forward in the future in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We understand that at times that we could even misinterpret it because we're looking more to what we want it to say than what the word actually says. We want it to benefit us in our situation, in our discussion, our argument, or position of where we're, wherever we're at the time. And that's not how God's word is written. God's word is written so that it is very clear for us to understand. And that's how we have to read it, and that's how we have to present it, simply. We have to try to, like Jesus says, you have to die to yourself daily. The hardest thing we can do is put ourselves at the end and let him work through us. And that's what we want to do, and that's where we want to stand in the gospel and the truth of Jesus. Jesus is the most inclusive, if you want to call it Christianity, religion, whatever name or title you choose to put on it, is the most inclusive religion in the world. There is nothing that you have done that excludes you from being a part of the kingdom of heaven. It does require repentance, and through that repentance, you see a change of heart and you start living your life in a different manner. Things that used to matter don't matter. And we have to understand that as we grow, as we become sanctified, as we mature in Christ, God's word, the Father's word, becomes more clear and opens to us. As we read it, we should pray before we read it and ask for what he wants us to know. And then, you know, we have to ask him what he wants us to do. That my wife and I were fortunate enough to get to go see Jenny Allen and her live podcast at SMU the other night. And that was one of the things that she said, you know, is that she has, those are questions she asked, you know, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to know? And then what do you want me to do? And that's where we have to get to a point, is that we ourselves die to ourselves daily so we can implement those things. Because naturally, what God wants us to do is going to go against what we wanting to be our own gods want to do. So on that foundation of, you know, we have to understand where they're created. His word is his word. It was written in a manner that anyone could understand it, right? And we have to take out our opinions, unless we're having a discussion to try to understand it better or get a different perspective on what it means to someone else, because it is living and active. So everybody who reads it, no matter wherever position they are in their life, is going to get something out of it different than what I did at the time I read it. That's the reason you can read one scripture and it mean one thing 24 hours later, 2 years later, whatever, you can go back and read it again and it means something totally different. That's the Holy Spirit's putting into you the different words, showing you, hey, look, this applies to this too. My word is sufficient, right? God is sufficient. Everything that we have is solely and simply because God wills us to have it. The breath I am breathing right now is because God says, I have something for you to do. Here's my gift of life through my breath to you. Now go out and do it. Like this podcast, you know, it's been a love-hate relationship with God and I for a minute. You know, this is what he's put me out here to do. Sometimes I don't feel equipped, but he equips me. I pray before every show to what do you want me to say, right? What message, since this is your show and this is what you've led me to, what and how do you want me to present this? Or what message do you have for me? Because I'm just a simple guy. Anybody that's listened to the last three seasons of this show, I mess it up left and right, you know, and that's the thankfulness I have is for God's grace that his message is going to get through to who it needs to get through. I just have to be willing to stand in the gap and say, God, here I am. Use me for what you want me to say. Use my voice. Use this platform you have provided for me or shown me that you want me to spread the truth of your word. And that's what I hope I'm doing. And I hope that y'all get some benefit out of this. As men, it is our responsibility to learn his word, to know his word, to put his word on in our hearts. I was reading something in a book by David Platt, and he was talking about, you know, you have Muslim kids in different religions, and they are spending 8 hours a day learning the Quran and memorizing it. For 4 years, that's all they do is memorize the Quran. I know in my house that I don't have my kids studying God's word, memorizing God's word. I don't even do that as much as I should. I can tell you I know what the word says to an extent. I'm not by any means an expert or anything like that, but I can't tell you the verse in scripture, and I have to get better at that. That's one of the things I have to get better at is sitting down and memorizing scripture under knowing what it says, where it says it, what's going on. But he also was talking about going to different countries on mission trips and seeing the gospel being read and knowing that people, when they convert to Christianity, are going to die or could die or could get killed. And I apply that to, American Western Christianity. And I'm not sure that I'm not questioning anybody. It's just the evidence proves out. I'm not sure how many people would be willing to die if somebody came up to him and said, either renounce Jesus or I kill your whole family. That's pretty tough. That's a thought that nobody wants to think about, but that is a possibility. That is a reality in other countries, not necessarily ours here in the U.S., but in other countries, that is a fact, and they're willing to do it because they believe in the message. And you can't believe in a message. You can only believe in the true message. You can't believe what man has corrupted God's word to say, or what man has used God's word to benefit himself. And I think in Western society and Western culture, we have gotten to a point to where our ideas and our thoughts are more important than what God's actual word says. And as we move forward this year and this season, that's what we're going to be talking a lot about, because when I read God's word, that's how I read it. I read it very literal. I understand there's different interpretations, like I said, metaphors, all the other grammarly type things that I really didn't do good with in high school. So, but I understand when it's being for real and when it's comparing something. Hope that makes sense. So that's what I do. But God's word is God's word. And I understand that as a creation, that his will supersedes my wants. Now, is that the battle that we face? Is, like Jesus said, die to yourself, right? Daily. Yeah, that's the challenge. What's more important, you or God? And that's the question we all face, and that's the battle we face. Thank God he has given us grace to live under that, right? We live in that grace. It is by his grace, by his love, by his mercy that we can, that we're even still here. And if we're still here and we're still breathing, then God has a purpose for our lives. And it comes from his word, studying his word, knowing his word. And like I said, I have to get better memorizing those scriptures, taking those scriptures and putting them in your heart. So when something is said, you have the ability to share with somebody else what scripture says, what it means, right? You have that understanding. And that's where we have to get back to in the West, is not interpreting God's word in a manner that takes away from it or adds to it, because we can't, because we're not that smart. We're not God. Our brains are huge. There's so much more I'm sure God wants to share with us. But until we learn how to die to ourselves daily, pick up our cross and follow Jesus Christ, we're never going to get there. So we have to humble ourselves to do the work, to put it in the time in his word through prayer. Ask, what does this mean? How does this apply to me, my life, that you have directed for me? How do I use this to move forward? How do I use your word to guide my life? That's what we're going to be talking about this season, is God's word is God's word. Doesn't matter what you think about it. Doesn't matter your opinion of it. The infinite God has given us his word through the Bible, right? The books is what it means, throughout history of who God is. There is no more clear definition of who God is. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. He is all that you need. He is everything you need. There is nothing you do that is on your own, that is not by his hand that you were created, right? And like I said, I don't know if it came across, but if in the last episode, look, my faith is this: you could set off every nuclear bomb on this planet, the destruction that man has created, you could unleash it all on this planet at one time. And guess what? This is God's creation. Man isn't going to do anything to it that's going to go against what God's word says. You can do all of that. We can do all that as mankind and set every nuclear bomb that we have on this earth off at one time. And guess what? When the dust clears, there may not be any of us left, but God's creation will still be here. It's not going to end until you see Jesus, hear the trumpets, and see Jesus Christ returning through the clouds. That's it. That's my faith. That's the whole thing that I stand on, is that we can do nothing that is not given by Christ. Anything we do good is God. Anything we do evil is us. Satan can't make you do anything, but what he can do is coerce you, just like he did in the garden, to think that what God says is not who he is, or what he says. And as followers of Christ, we have to take that to heart. We have to know that the words of God that he has given us in Scripture will not be tainted, will not be other than what he has deemed for it to say for us to know, right? We have all these different translations. We have all these different things that people like to argue about. My belief, again, to the nuclear war faith, is that if God is God, since God is God, that his word and his message, however it is translated by man, will not be corrupted, right? And he has given man that responsibility to uphold the truth, right? We see and know that, oh, well, this is this translation. This is not what it says. This is not what it means. And I haven't done a lot of research into all of that. There's way smarter people in this world that do that than me. But, you know, I have three or four different versions, from the King James Version to the ESV to the NIV to the Tony Evans Bible, right? But it is pretty much, there are some differences in what word choices are used to describe certain things, but it doesn't change. In the end, if we do our research and we look and follow down the words that may be translated from the NIV to the ESV that are used in those situations, if we do our research and search down through the definition of those words, it ends up being the same all the way across. And that's not man's doing, that's God's doing, to ensure that his word is intact for us. And he has chosen us to, when it's not, to correct it, to those who believe and who study and understand. And when somebody says, well, God's word says this, well, you have to, know who he's talking to, what's the situation he's talking to the people. You know, there's certain things that we have to break down to understand the truth of his word. And when it's not the truth of his word, then that's when the brotherhood of Christ, as brothers in Christ, that we stand up and say, no, that's not what it says. That's not what it means. Because this is the time period. And I think, anyway, that's a whole different show. But you get my point. God's word is not going to be defiled by man or Satan or anybody else. God's not going to let it happen because we are his creation. We are the one created in his likeness and image, and the one that he wants a relationship with, that he sent his son to die for. All our sins, everyone's sins. Remember, Jesus is the most inclusive thing in the world. He's not an outcast. He's not judgmental. He's telling you, look, come to me. Right? So it's very inclusive to be in Christian faith, to follow Jesus. He is the most welcoming person that you will ever know, because he says to all, come to me who are tired and weary, and I will give you rest. He wants you with him. Hell was created for Satan, not for us. So let's don't act like Satan and step away from God, right? So that's the show this week. As you go out and do what you do this week, make sure that God is first. Put yourself last. Watch out for others and share the good news of Jesus Christ. Until next week, men, I'm Todd Archer, and this is the Call of Men Show. God bless.